that's where the light comes from, yeah. We all need the same medicine. We all need another second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Made in the image of, made in the image of God. Yeah.
Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge. sounds like this.
If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then just look how his love set free. Somebody like me.
We are The Bridge.
Describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found.
I didn't get it. I didn't know who we're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm just kidding. Oh, it's a Thursday morning, so I'm feeling a little loopy, right? We get towards the end of the week, and I've got a little bit of the antsiness in me. It's Denise and Chris. Happy morning to you. It's the Bridge Morning Show. It's cold out.
It is. It's really chilly. Like, but there's a fresh crispness in the air this morning.
That's a great term for that.
Makes you want to breathe deep. Yeah.
But not too long because you don't want to freeze your lungs. It's going to be cold again today, but like not as cold as it was yesterday because of the wind. And it's going to be high today, 35 to 40 degrees. And then I'm looking at the weather, and maybe Phil Spivak can tell us in about an hour from now, but it looks like maybe some flurries tonight. Hopefully there's no accumulation with that because I'm not ready for more snow yet. Mostly sunny then tomorrow and a high of 40. And look at this, Saturday, maybe 50 degrees. It might hit 50 degrees on Saturday. And then really, really, really cold Arctic air is coming our way. So enjoy what you can.
Yeah. 'Tis the season.
Right? Absolutely.
All right. Psalm 32:8, our word of hope this morning. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. Mm. I will advise you and watch over you. What a beautiful promise from our God. Psalm 32:8 starts us out this morning on the bridge.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will be place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. So long, you feel you're walking on your own, and there has never been a step, but you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, 'cause joy and peace He brings, and the beauty that's in store, how is the hurt of life sting. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But I'm
Jeremy Camp on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
Well, it is, today is National Nothing Day. I just find that hilarious. Here's the whole, like, write-up about our status and purpose on it. It's not a public holiday, but it's to provide Americans with one national day when they can just sit without celebrating, observing, or honoring anything. It's National Nothing Day. It did make me think about, though, our Do Nothing Day initiative. that's going on here.
Yeah, we're starting the back half or the second half of January.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't already squeezed in your do-nothing day, you still have a couple of weeks to get it done.
Absolutely. And we would love to hear about, like, if you've already had your do-nothing day, what'd you do? Hopefully you just type nothing. But, you know, let us know. How did you spend your day? Was it curled up next to a good book and by the fireplace and just reading and catching up? Was it maybe calling family and friends and seeing how they're doing? You know, the things that, this is permission for you to do the things that you think, man, I should really do that, but I've just been so busy. I haven't been able to do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, I want to make cookies and that's all I want to do. And I want to eat the cookies.
Yeah, I think one of the things about doing nothing is it helps us to realize that it's okay to have some white space on our calendar.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a kind of habit forming that we fill up lots of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when we see a night with nothing scheduled on it, or a day with nothing scheduled on it, we start to think, what's wrong? What should we? We should do something. I mean,
we have a
blank day on our calendar.
Right. Uh-oh, we got to fill that up.
The good news is it's okay to have a blank day on your calendar.
Absolutely. I think it's biblical, too. Yeah. I mean, Psalm 23 says that God leads us beside still waters. Yeah. He makes us lie down in green pastures. Yeah. That means he wants us to rest. He wants us to take some time to just maybe focus on him. So if you are doing nothing, well, scan the back of your QR code of your Bridge key tag and let us know what you're doing. And if you haven't done it yet, let us know what you're planning on doing. And if you don't have a key tag, it's not too late. You can actually get one sent to you.
Yeah, they're free.
They're super free. It's on a sale today, so extra free. And you can request one by texting the word key tag, all one word, 855-887-8870.
Fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, when you fold your hands and bow your head, not a single word you've ever said in vain, cause he hears everything. So I mountains move, I say, looks like somebody prayed.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. The USDA has finally banned the use of red dye number 3 in food. A substance banned in nearly every developed country, red dye number 3's first link to cancer was discovered almost 30 years ago. But many businesses fought to continue its use because it was cheap to manufacture. A Chinese woman just celebrated her 124th birthday, making her the oldest living person. She's so old, she remembers growing up under the Qing dynasty. She currently lives with her 60-year-old granddaughter and credits her longevity to a love of lard and her optimistic personality. Well, in slightly newer news, in an effort to keep up with modern lingo, let's learn a term the youths are using. In current popular usage, throning is the concept of trying to date or marry someone who is in a far better financial position than you are. It's an idea that's far from new, of course. We could even say that Ruth throned Boaz. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
Today's update is sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. Details available at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny day today with some clouds mixing in later on, the high into the upper 30s. There's a chance for a couple of flurries toward evening. No significant snowfall from this system. Many of us not even getting the flurries. Temperatures falling into the mid-20s as the sky clears back out overnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, getting up to 40 for the afternoon. And then into the 40s, some rain showers developing late Saturday. From there, temperatures fall down to the 20s on Sunday and down into the teens by Monday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Delmarva Area Chick-fil-A Restaurants, now offering the grilled spicy deluxe sandwich. Marinated with a blend of peppers, served on a brioche bun with Colby Jack cheese, lettuce, and tomato. Available on the Chick-fil-A app, dine-in, carry-out, and drive-thru.
Connecting and strengthening, we are The Bridge.
You don't answer all my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking, and when it does, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you when I've lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good, I know that you are kind, I know that you are so much more than what I leave behind. I know that I am safe, 'cause even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good. I don't understand the sorrow, but you're calm within the storm. Sometimes this weight is overwhelming, but I don't carry it alone. You're still close when I can't feel you. I don't have to be afraid. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are.
new music, and the story behind the song on the bridge.
Hey, everybody, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. You know, there's this amazing quote in a book by G.K. Chesterton called Orthodoxy, where he is talking about the fact that God never gets tired of doing over and over again the things that show us his love for us, his goodness, his grace, that every morning, every sunrise, every rising of the moon, every wave crashing on the shore, could that be one more way God is saying, I know I've told you before, but I'm going to tell you again, show you again, I love you, I'm for you, I'm with you. What an amazing thought. Inspired me. I had to write a song about it. It's called Do It Again, and that's the story behind the song.
Something I've been thinking a lot about lately. Sky and imagine God smiling, lighting every star and calling him by name. Forever young and forever finding another way to put his love for us on display. He says, do it again.
Morning show, Denise and Chris. You know, we're in the middle of January, and you may have heard the statement, new year, new you. Well, Billy Graham says this: if you sense a longing for God, a desire to change and be a new person, that's God speaking to your heart. And as you respond, he will give you the ability and the power to change, because he has to do the changing. He's the only one that can do that. So you surrender your life and say, God, I want to change. And then God says, let's get to work.
you through it. It's amazing that you can love me like I love me like I am.
Jesus, coffee, early mornings, and laughter. The Morning Show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Well, every year, Wallet Hub releases a list in order for the happiest states in the U.S. And they actually offer it for variety of things. So the overall happiest states, in other words, it could break down by emotional and physical well-being rank or work environment rank.
Oh, okay.
Or community and environment rank. But when you average all of those together, the 50 states, the top five of the top five in this list, three of the states are our states.
Really?
The Bridge is here for every single day, day in, day out.
Woo-hoo!
So I will tell you that the number one state, no surprise, Hawaii. Come on.
I was going to ask if actually Hawaii was number one, so that's great.
All right. But Maryland came in at number two.
Hey!
Hey, Maryland. New Jersey came in at number three.
Really?
And then Delaware came in at number five.
Okay.
All right. So as I love that. I don't think it's... Of course, we know and love this whole area.
Happy.
We're right here with you. And I love that of the top five, three of those states... the happiest
That's
states
awesome.
Are ours. Virginia ranked, in case you're wondering, our Virginia Bridge family, you came in at number 16.
That so makes
still,
me grumpy.
Still in the top half. I mean, you know.
That's awesome.
It's not too bad. Not too shabby. Yeah, out of 50.
I mean, yeah. So, well done, y'all.
Yes, well done. Happiest states in the U.S. I love it.
As a parent, helping your teen adopt a healthy lifestyle is one of your most important jobs. Here's some habits that will help them have a positive lifelong impact. Nutritionally, encourage them to find balance following an 80-20 rule, eating a well-balanced diet that includes fresh fruits and veggies, whole grains, and lean proteins 80% of the time, and indulging on sweet treats and processed foods maybe 20% of the time. Teach them how to prepare healthy meals, from planning to shopping to cooking. See that they get plenty of sleep every night, 8 to 10 hours is best. Help them create a weekly schedule that includes study time, physical activity, family and friend time, and quiet time to spend with God. Set reasonable guidelines around the use of electronic devices like TV, video games, and cell phones, and model good coping skills. Watching how you handle stress and face challenges will help them do likewise. From Samaritan Ministries, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more, visit us at familyhealthcheckup.org.
Willie Knives is a proud ministry partner of The Bridge, offering all types of knives and accessories, including pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, and more. They also sharpen knives and scissors. Located in Greenwood, Delaware, found on the web at willieknives.com.
Hi, ladies. Our next Bible study kicks off the last week of February with a study in the book of John with Melissa Spolstra. If peace has been fleeting and you'd welcome some time to sit and soak in God's word and connect with other women who want to do the same, we would love for you to join us. Hi, I'm Denise Harper with The Bridge. We've got meeting locations from South Jersey to Salisbury and points in between with eight different leaders who love Jesus and love helping women dig deeper in the Bible. Peace is a person. And in this 7-week study, you'll discover that the peace Jesus offers is not an ease of circumstances, but a stillness of the soul. Register and order your study book today. Details and sign up are at wearethebridge.org/study.
We are the bridge. Walking around these walls, I thought by now. Waiting.
things like this.
This is healing. Let it begin.
We are The Bridge.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
I've shared about my great-grandmother's trunk before. It is a priceless heirloom that my husband Ken secretly had restored for me one year as a Christmas gift. Our dear friend who handled the restoration told me later that it was in surprisingly good condition considering the trunk dated back to about 1890. The exterior had beautifully embossed tin between the wood framing that had very little rust, and the wood had not rotted anywhere either. She said the reason she thought it had been so well preserved was because for decades it had been stored inside a larger trunk. Very little exposure to the elements that would have caused aging to the lady's trunk hidden inside. There is something special to me about that part of the story. Even though that trunk needed some tender care to restore it to use, part of its story of preservation was being hidden inside another. The wind and rain, cold and heat, even the rays of sunshine that could cause aging were kept away from my trunk by being tucked inside another. Sometimes we feel stuck, useless or invisible, too young or too old to be of value. Perhaps feeling hidden is really that we're being preserved. Maybe age, condition, and value are not about what's seen, but about what's in our heart, what's inside. Colossians 3:3 from the Easy English Bible tells us, "Remember that your old nature has died. God is keeping your new life safe with Christ. Hidden in Christ, it's the very best place to be." I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on The Bridge.
Hey.
picture this, just a kid with a heavy burden, having a hard time with the world that he was seeing. A broken heart with a head full of questions like, is anyone out there that can heal the pain I'm feeling? The devil did his best to make me believe unworthy, unloved is all I ever would be. He had me thinking nothing good could ever come from a story like mine. But who turns a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where I stand? My life is living proof that only Jesus can. Everybody's got that hurt, they wish that never happened. Everybody's got that pain, they wish they could undo. But wounds become scars and scars become stories when it comes to the story of you. Who turns a broken dream into a life redeemed? Who can turn your worst defeat into your victory? Who saw me where I was and led me where I stand? My life is living proof that only Jesus can. Only Jesus can save me. Only Jesus can change me. Only Jesus can take me from lost to found. Hallelujah, I'm saved.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. There's one reality show that's worth tuning into, and it revolves around a couple of northern royal albatrosses. They're a New Zealand seabird with a wingspan of over 10 feet. The show's in its 10th season, and it's a 24-hour live stream that follows the breeding season of the birds that usually mate for life and live to be around 40. Like the moon when it's full, Mars is aligned with its entire illuminated face turned toward Earth. It's entering what's called opposition, where the Earth is perfectly between our red neighbor and the sun. So get outside and see if you can find the brightest red dot in the sky. Thanks to the TerraCycle Global Foundation, 2 million pounds of waste have been removed from rivers in Thailand this year. That's 2 million pounds that didn't flow into the ocean. They've been testing multiple river filter systems, and with the data they've collected, now know how to roll their system out around the world. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by State Farm agents Kim Benton of Millsboro and Susan Lynch of Federalsburg, offering life, disability, auto, and home insurance coverage. More online at kimbenton.com and susanlynchinsurance.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny, mainly mild day across the region. Temperatures still coming up a little short of normal, but not far. 35 to 40 is the high. Clouds thicken up for the evening. Maybe a few flurries and clearing down to 25. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 40. Some rain showers set up on Saturday. We get to 44 to 49. We start out close to 40 Sunday, but drop into the 20s. A few snow showers, minor amounts from this too. Blustery and cold Monday. Temperatures falling into the teens. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Affordable Business Systems, providing Eastern Shore businesses with bottle-free water coolers. Features include touch-free sensor activation, reverse osmosis filtration, and more. Details available at affordablebusinesssystems.com.
Connecting and strengthening. We are The Bridge.
clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt.
The shore or one of your favorite beaches? It's one of ours too. Welcome to your home away from home. We are The Bridge.
I've been wasting way too much of my time, living up in my mind, trying to do it all right. Spinning my wheels, thinking that there's something I could do to be more loved by you. I was making it my obsession to try and earn your affection, but that all faded away when I heard you say, just as you are,
intense, but love so deep, your greatest gift. Feeling light as a feather, free and without the pressure of ever losing your grace. Since I heard you say,
because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are the Bridge.
There's got to be more than going back and forth, from doing right to doing wrong, 'cause we were taught that's who we are. Well, come on, get in line right behind me, you along with everybody, thinking there's worth in what you do. Then like a hero who takes the stage, when we're on the edge of our seat, saying it's too late. Introduce you to amazing grace. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is the cross has made. The cross has made you flawless.
The cross has made you flawless.
No matter the hurt or how deep the like this and wrap him up in righteousness. But that's exactly what he did. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is a cross has made. The cross has made you flawless.
The cross has made you flawless.
No matter the hurt or how deep,
like this.
Just for one name, always only Jesus.
We are the Bridge.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I'll let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. I'll lift you up and up again. Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Time a blessing's coming to me. The devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down. I'ma live my life knowing
if I get down.
Today's live weather update is made possible by Henlopen Homes of Milton, Delaware. Serving Delmarva with custom site-built and custom modular homes. Appointments by phone at 302-684-0860 or online at henlopenhomes.com.
Feels really nice this morning. I was going to say it felt nice coming in, but it still does feel pretty nice outside this morning. And our staff meteorologist, Phil Spivak, he said it would happen. And so far, you're 100% for Thursdays. So well done.
I know you had that detailed of a tracking. I've been really
I know, right?
That's
pretty amazing.
We're just trying to keep, you know, keep it all up in our heads. No, honestly, it is pretty cool how you are able to do your job so well. That helps us out so much. And so I just wanted to say we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
And we'll try to keep the stream going because we've got a nice day today. And I like talking about good days because people seem to hate me a lot less those days. Upper 30s with sunshine. A few clouds come in through the afternoon, but the wind is light today. It's not going to be dealing with the wind chill factor. We're above freezing. So all in all, pretty good. And tomorrow, very much the same. We'll back off into the mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, 40 degrees. Watch those clouds, though. Don't be surprised if you do see a couple of flurries in the air this afternoon. Now, temperatures above freezing. The flurries coming in probably right as you start to drop. So even wouldn't be surprised to see a sprinkle for the late part of the day, a flurry through the evening. Neither one making really any impact on our weather, just a very minor batch of moisture. We are mainly clear for Friday night. Sunshine starts out Saturday, and then this next storm system comes in. It's going to be a two-series cold front. The first front gets the temperatures to stop warming. We get to 40, about 47 or so on Saturday. Rain showers come in. Temperatures will hold steady through the night, and then will drop through the 20s during during the day Sunday. The problem is once we start dropping, we don't stop dropping until the end of the day Monday because the secondary front comes through. By the end of Sunday, we're down to the 20s and we just keep on falling. So we're down to the teens by Monday. It's going to be blustery. It's going to be cold. Monday and Tuesday, both days, bitterly cold wind chills. Temperatures for many of us may not get out of the teens. Recovery midweek. It's not going to be a long stretch of that, but at least a couple of days of that very Arctic air.
Wow.
Burr, that's the one word I have.
Right.
You're making me cold already. All right.
Just go outside today and enjoy.
I know.
There you go.
It'll recover.
It's true. Very true. All right. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Right now, 18 degrees.
Hey, heard you were up all night. Think about how your world ain't right. And you wonder if things will ever get better. And you're asking, why is it always raining on you? When all you want is just a little good news, instead of standing there stuck out in the weather. Oh, don't hang your head, it's gonna end, God's right there. Even if it's hard to see him, I promise you that he still cares. When the waves are taking you under, hold on just a little bit longer. He knows that this is gonna make you stronger, stronger. Do the best you can. Hold on and let him hold your hand. Go on, fall into the arms of Jesus. Uh-oh, lift your head, it's gonna end. God's right there. Even when you just can't feel him, I promise you that he still cares. When the waves are taking you under, hold on just a little bit longer. He knows that this is gonna make you stronger.
Story behind the song on the bridge.
Hey, I'm Bay Turner, and this is the story behind my song, Brand New. 4 years ago, a doctor told me my vocal cord was damaged beyond repair and that I'd never sing again. This led me to sitting in silence for 3 months, and it was in that silence that the Lord met me in a powerful way. Truthfully, I had made peace with giving up my dream. My identity was no longer in singing. I found it in Him. He showed me that I was more than just a singer. I was a son of God, and that was more than enough. But then, an honest-to-goodness miracle happened. I went back to a different doctor, and he said I was completely healed, and that's where we got the idea for this song. He made me brand new, and if He did it for me, He can surely do it for you.
I've been thinking about a new thing. I ain't rolling with the same old mistakes.
Since you got me out of my own way, I've been walking at a whole different pace. Give me a new breath in my lungs. You got me singing a brand new song from night into day. Yeah, I've been changed. Finally living outside my mind. Looking ahead, left what's behind. From night into day. Yeah, I've been changed. Acting brand new.
It's more than just a rearrangement. I'm talking about a transformation. Brought me to a different place, yeah. Lord, you're good.
Wherever I've been hiding, your love will come and find me. Cause all I needed was right here the whole time. You give me a new believe that he'll set you free if you wanna be. You just gotta believe that he'll set you free if you wanna be.
Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
So I have this memory at my grandmother's house of the cookie stash.
Yeah.
And she didn't typically keep cookies on hand.
Oh.
But she had Fig Newtons. Like, oh. She would always have Fig Newtons.
Yes.
And so I kind of got used to eating Fig Newtons, even though my mom didn't buy them for us kids growing up, but my grandmother always had them.
Yeah.
And I saw that it's National Fig Newton Day today.
What?
I know.
Oh, I gotta go to the store.
And I thought, does anybody still buy? I mean, obviously people do buy them or they wouldn't be in the stores anymore.
Sure.
They'd be gone.
Sure.
But yeah, I never buy Fig Newtons.
You know, now that you bring that up, I love Fig Newtons. And I like the strawberry ones.
Okay.
Probably more than and they have apple ones. Yeah. Than the normal flavored ones.
Fig.
Yeah.
Fig of the Fig Newton.
Yes. Yeah. I always used to think it was a biblical treat because in Sunday school you learned about the fig tree.
Yes.
And then somebody would say, yeah. And I was like, should we really be eating this stuff? I mean,
this obviously came from a tree that was not cursed because it had the fruit. So
it was a holy tree. It was blessed.
A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. All who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name. Stands above them all, and the angels.
Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. The USDA has finally banned the use of red dye number 3 in food. A substance banned in nearly every developed country, red dye number 3's first link to cancer was discovered almost 30 years ago. But many businesses fought to continue its use because it was cheap to manufacture. A Chinese woman just celebrated her 124th birthday, making her the oldest living person. She's so old, she remembers growing up under the Qing dynasty. She currently lives with her 60-year-old granddaughter and credits her longevity to a love of lard and her optimistic personality. Well, in slightly newer news, in an effort to keep up with modern lingo, let's learn a term the youths are using. In current popular usage, throning is the concept of trying to date or marry someone who is in a far better financial position than you are. It's an idea that's far from new, of course. We could even say that Ruth throned Boaz. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Community Bank Delaware, with locations in Lewis and Rehoboth serving all of Sussex County. Services include all types of deposit accounts and online and smartphone access. Community Bank Delaware is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Details at communitybankdelaware.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny day today with some clouds mixing in later on, the high into the upper 30s. There's a chance for a couple of flurries toward evening. No significant snowfall from this system. Many of us not even getting the flurries. Temperatures falling into the mid-20s as the sky clears back out overnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, getting up to 40 for the afternoon, and then into the 40s. Some rain showers developing late Saturday. From there, temperatures fall down to the 20s on Sunday, and then down into the teens by Monday. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is made possible by Pippin Funeral Home and Crematorium in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware. They consider it a privilege to minister to the families they serve with traditional funeral services, pre-planning, and on-site cremation. Found online at pippinfuneralhome.com.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can cell is empty dreams. I got lost in the light, and it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And
connecting and strengthening. We are The Bridge.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I wanna walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain. I want a gift like Mary, I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raise.
the lamb that was slain, the only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. He is the risen Messiah. He is the Ancient of Days. The only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. I praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, I praise that God has proven he can do impossible things. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I wanna love like Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, 'cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
We are right here where you are. Local Matters. We are the Bridge.
Knows what I'm up against. I know someone who's here in the midst of it, fighting for me in a battle I can never win, all on my own. I might not be
get ready this morning. We'll keep pointing you to Jesus. Denise and Chris on the Bridge Morning Show.
Love Inc. is an amazing ministry, and the part of the way that they serve our area so well is through Operation. It's called Code Purple.
Yeah.
You maybe have heard about it, and it's basically working with a number of churches and other buildings in the area that can open up when it's the coldest nights of the year.
Yeah.
Open up and supply cots, you know, places for the homeless to come in out of the cold.
Right.
The temperatures, of course, I mean, when you wake up and it's 18 degrees in the morning, imagine how cold it got overnight last night. Mm-hmm. And so there are a number of places in our area that need some volunteers who would be willing to come and stay the night just to kind of watch over and make sure that as the homeless come in to seek shelter, mm-hmm. that there's someone there kind of, you know, helping keep
help
an eye on, eye on things and making sure that they're taken care of. So if you are interested in finding out more information about what it takes to be a volunteer for Code Purple, Love Inc. would love to have the opportunity to share that with you. And the easiest way for you to do that this morning or sometime today is to head to our community calendar.
Yeah.
And on the January calendar, you'll see Volunteer for Code Purple as a header. Just click on that and it'll take you to the Love Inc. site mm-hmm. where you can sign up. Okay. Or you can get more information either way. So wearethebridge.org. Click the local drop down box and you'll see the community calendar right there. And thank you. I know a number of you responded yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so thank you. If this is something that you could help out with, it's not endless. It's just during this winter season, the harshest time of the year. So thank you in advance for the kindness that you have in your heart. If you can be, you know, if you're able to do it, God bless you. Thank you very much.
This is Carter Conlon. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "In this world you will face tribulations. However, take heart, for I have already conquered the world." In essence, Jesus meant that the challenges and hardships of this world will not overcome you because he's already triumphed over their power to triumph over you. He's promised to protect you and preserve you, regardless of the circumstances that you might find yourself in today. Whether you're battling depression, facing trials, or even if you feel on top of the world, Jesus still will keep you even there, and you will not be defeated in the coming days. Jesus declared that you're safely held in the hand of God his Father, and no one can take you away from him. As a believer in Christ, you're in the most secure position possible in the entire universe. Take comfort and stand firm. You're already secure. It's time to pray.
It's Time to Pray is underwritten by Sonia Parker, realtor with Coldwell Banker Realty in Delaware. Sonia assists clients with their real estate needs. She can be reached in office at 302-539-1777, by cell at 302-500-0721, or online at sonia-parker.com.
Do you want to make lasting memories with loved ones? Want to give back and help others? Do you want to share Jesus and make a difference? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge. Pack your bags and let me take you to the DR. We'll take much-needed supplies, participate in prayer walks, put on movie nights that tell about Jesus, Bible camps, home visits, and encourage kids and adults alike. I'll show you our Bridge-adopted village, La Union Abajo, and much more. Share special moments with your loved one. It's perfect for teens, parents, siblings, grandparents, and is a great first trip. Request an info packet at wearethebridge.org/DR or text the word trip to 855-887-8870.
Connecting and strengthening, we are the bridge.
I pull, go back and forth, finding myself pounding on a locked door. I try to make it out alone without your help, but I know I'll never win this war. I can never be, never be free without you. I can never be, never be me without you. This is the sound of chains breaking. This is the beat of a heart changing. This is the song of a soul forgiving. This is my freedom hymn. This is my freedom.
is better off in your hands. The past is gone, what's done is done. Now I'm alive, and I'm never gonna lose.
Bridge.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion, because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. What's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs or will I turn around and run? Well, let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth that changed my life. For the name above all names, I'm unashamed. And I will live my faith out loud, take a stand and stand my ground for the one who took my shame.
tell the whole world about you. I'm unashamed.
It's brand new, Matthew West, Unashamed, on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
It's when you keep in front of you the definitions of mercy and grace. Mercy is, you know, not getting what you deserve. Grace is getting what you don't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, God's mercy is real. I mean, there's so many times when I've messed up, or you've messed up, and we all do it. None of us are perfect, and we go through this life, and we kind of find out that, oh man, I'm not right where I should be, and it's of my own doing. It's like nothing else. I'm the one that chose not to be where I need to be. Mm. Maybe in my relationship with others or with God. There's these people in the Bible. I'm doing the Bible recap. You know, you're doing, if you're a part of it as well, Denise is doing it.
Yeah.
And maybe you joined us, but I'm doing the Bible recap, and I love that the story all weaves together when we're doing it, because we're reading it chronologically. And so as the story kind of weaves together, but there's these kings, and they keep talking about these kings. And sometimes it's, you know, kings such and such, and they did what was right in the eyes of God. And then it's, and now it's the new king, and he did not do what was right in the eyes of, he did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. And then they expand on the story where a prophet will come in and talk to them and say, God is going to have to fix this. He's sovereign, and he can't just look on this. But then the king turns. I'm thinking specifically of this one king, Josiah, who turns. And it takes him 18 years. But he does what's right. And then God says, all right, I'm not going to give you what I said I was going to give you. You deserve it, but I'm going to give you grace. I'm going to show mercy and give you grace. And I was like, that is good for us. It's the beginning of the year, right? Like, it's good for us no matter what time of year it is, but it's good to know that we can come to God and say, God, I messed up. I know I did. I know it, but I know that you're a good and holy God. A sovereign God who says, my son's blood has covered your sin. God's mercy is real. And today, cling to it. Hold fast to it. And let him prove to you that he loves you.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle. Scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. There's one reality show that's worth tuning into, and it revolves around a couple of northern royal albatrosses. They're a New Zealand seabird with a wingspan of over 10 feet. The show's in its 10th season, and it's a 24-hour live stream that follows the breeding season of the birds that usually mate for life and live to be around 40. Like the moon when it's full, Mars is aligned with its entire illuminated face turned toward Earth. It's entering what's called opposition, where the Earth is perfectly between our red neighbor and the sun. So get outside and see if you can find the brightest red dot in the sky. Thanks to the TerraCycle Global Foundation, 2 million pounds of waste have been removed from rivers in Thailand this year. That's 2 million pounds that didn't flow into the ocean. They've been testing multiple river filter systems, and with the data they've collected, now know how to roll their system out around the world. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Weller's in Bridgeville, Delaware. They carry Amish-built sheds, utility trailers, and steel carports. Weller's is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 2. Found online at wellers.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny, mainly mild day across the region. Temperatures still coming up a little short of normal, but not far. 35 to 40 is the high. Clouds thicken up for the evening. Maybe a few flurries and clearing down to 25. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 40. Some rain showers set up on Saturday. We get to 44 to 49. We start out close to 40 Sunday, but drop into the 20s. A few snow showers, minor amounts from this too. Blustery and cold Monday. Temperatures falling into the teens. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
The Bridge appreciates support from DiCarlo Digital Copy Center in Salisbury, Maryland. They specialize in preserving family memories, including photo album and scrapbook scanning. They also make photo prints from slide film and develop negatives. Found online at DiCarloDigitalCopyCenter.com.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the Bridge.
I've been washed by
break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing.
Local matters. We are The Bridge. Local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
Connecting and strengthening. We are The Bridge.
told you my story, you would hear hope. They wouldn't let go. And if I told you my story, you would hear love that never gave up. And if I told you my story, you would hear life, but it wasn't mine. If I should speak, then let
story behind the song on the bridge.
Hey guys, this is Andrew Rip. So the new song is called Love's Got Away. I can't think of a more powerful tool that God has given to us than love. And who displayed it better than Jesus did on the cross? It has never been displayed in a more beautiful way. Love is something that we can use to break boundaries of things that make sense. When people do us wrong or double cross us or whatever, we can respond out of a way of love rather than retaliation and hate. It's the
most beautiful gift that we have to share. I can't think of another way to represent them, the way that loving your neighbor does. That's really what this song is about, taking this incredible gift of love and sharing it with the world by way of just simple acts on a day-to-day basis. Because love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting lies to shame. Love's got a way. That's the chorus. I hope you like this song.
Listening to the choir sing. When I let down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the storm, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great. Love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Getting out of the way of love. I'm getting out of the way of love. Oh, I'm letting go and learning to trust you.
Bridge Morning Show, Denise and Chris. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Welcome in to Thursday.
It's Friday Eve.
Or even better, Friday Eve, depending on how you're looking at it. Yeah. It's been chilly this week. Last week, of course, we had the snow. And it looks like today, tomorrow, maybe even Sunday might warm up over the next, you know, few days. And then cold.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cold right now. It was 18 when I came in, Woo! And it's still 18 degrees.
So. Wowzers. Yeah, but it's going to, I like it, you know, like when people are in the desert and they're like, but it's a dry heat. It's 189, but it's a dry heat. It's cold out, but it's, not as cold. I don't know. If you're in the teens, it's cold. But yeah, it is. It's chilly this morning, so just make sure you have that jacket. It is, though, supposed to get up to about 35 to 40, depending on where you're at. Delmarva, South Jersey. And the sun is going to be out about until a little later this evening. So it should feel, at least it'll be deceptively warm looking outside today.
Psalm 32:8 is our word of hope today. This is one that I'd recommend that you write out on a post-it note and put somewhere. In fact, it's a really good one to pray in your gratitudes toward the Lord. So let me share it with you first, right out of Psalm 32:8. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. So what a beautiful promise to keep in front of you. But also think about this. As you're praying and you start with gratitude, thank you, God, for guiding me for the best path that I should take today. Thank you for advising me and watching over me. That's Psalm 32:8, our word of hope today.
And strengthening. We are The Bridge.
You've been trying hard to bear the weight of all your shame. And if there's a God up there, you're sure he forgot your name. When your steps are getting heavy and hope looks all but lost, just bring it all to the cross. Who told you grace can't reach the messed up ones like you? Has the devil made you believe the lies he tells are true? When you're sure that you're the one who's wandered too far off, it's not too late. Just come home to the cross.
you are healed. Died so you could rise again.
He let the blood and water flow and did it all to let you know you're the reason that he went to the cross. Oh, he's calling you to run.
Well, hey, if you're a fan of Starbucks, they've got some changes coming. We'll tell you what it is coming up after Zach Williams, Heart of God on the Bridge.
I know you're hurting. I can see it in your eyes. So pull back the curtain and take off your disguise. Whoever told you you ain't worth tells a story that'll change your mind. 'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame in his open arms. There's beauty from ashes. So come as you are. And there's only love in the heart of God.
Beauty for ashes, so come as you are.
Mm.
There's only love in the heart of God for you.
Love it.
I love that. Zach Williams, The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
Well, we were telling you that Starbucks is making some changes.
Not messing with the coffee, right?
No, they're not messing with the coffee. But a couple of changes. So I don't know if you remember back in 2018, they said, hey, we've got this open door policy. If you just need to come in and sit and
workspace.
Yeah, and you don't have to buy. We're not requiring you to buy anything. Mm. They're like, maybe not so much. Maybe now you need to buy something. So you go, and it's really kind of like people are saying, well, you can't even go in and use the restroom, you know, whatever. But it's really just, hey, come in, and if you're going to use it as a meeting space, buy a drink, which I generally try and do that. Like, I feel bad when we're driving on a vacation, and we stop, and I just got to run here to McDonald's or whatever, use the restroom. I always, like, I buy a burger or I buy something because I'm like, I just feel bad because I don't want to, be that guy that just uses them for their restrooms. So Starbucks is doing that. They're saying, hey, if you're going to be here, we want you to purchase a drink if you're going to be hanging out, having a meeting, that kind of thing. So not that big of a deal. That's fair.
Yeah.
Here's another change, though, that I didn't notice the first time I read the story, but I just noticed today. They're going to start, if you order your drink for here and they give you a ceramic mug or a glass, hot or iced coffees are going to be eligible for refills, free refills.
What?
It says Starbucks said it will also start offering free refills of hot or iced coffee on January 27th for customers who decide to stay in a store to drink their beverages. So you can bring your own clean cup that you love. You can or use one of their mugs or glasses, ceramics. And as long as you're staying in, free hot or iced coffee refills.
Really?
Yeah. Denise is thinking about a new office space.
I mean, I'm having trouble, really thinking that's for real. Like, frou-frou coffees? Because I get it, if you go in and you just get a plain...
Like a drip.
Americano or whatever, and you're, it's just black. I could see that being a free refill. I just don't get the whole, frou-frou drinks.
It doesn't say whether that's a part of it or not. It just says hot or iced. Having it be iced would say to me that it would include the frou-frou, because...
All right, what date did you say that was going to...
January 27th.
I'm writing that down.
Okay, write that down.
I'll see you there.
You can go test it out.
Marriage is not self-sustaining. We have to constantly be investing and doing things proactively to keep our marriage strong.
Marriage is more than living happily ever after. Unlike fairy tales, strong, healthy marriages require work. Here's Dr. Greg Smalley on Focus on the Family Minute.
You can't put the marriage like you can a car on autopilot, on cruise control. There is none of that. And that's one of those myths and fallacies out there about marriage, that somehow we can just be together and feel in love and then do all these other things, life and work and kids and church, and the list goes on and on. And then somewhere along the line, we all of a sudden start drifting apart and there's a slow fade. And all of a sudden, our love grows cold and our hearts harden. And that's the death of a marriage.
Be intentional, stay connected, and keep your relationship strong. More help from Greg at FamilyMinute.org.
The Bridge appreciates support from Benvenuto Restaurant on Northeast Front Street in Milford, Delaware. They present Dining in the Dark, Friday, January 24th at 6 p.m., featuring a five-course tasting experience. Details and reservations at benvenuto-restaurant.com.
Beth El Tabernacle in Frankfort, Delaware, believes one way spiritual growth happens is when we experience life together and encourage each other in our journey. Worship with them Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. in an atmosphere where you can connect with God. Details on Facebook at Beth El Community Church.
A new year means the opportunity to change your ways for the better. It could be exercising more, dedicating more time to connect with family and friends, or that elusive decluttering session. Well, The Bridge has a great way to get started. Donate a vehicle you no longer need through our Cars for Hope program. We provide free pickup, and the proceeds benefit the music and programming you love. And your gift is tax deductible. Visit wearethebridge.org/cars to learn more. Or we'll send you a link when you text the word CARS to 855-887-8870.
Are the Bridge.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing, but am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find.
Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like
no.
reason. Roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world. To help me find my place in this world, my place in this world.
Mornings with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Looking at our community calendar, I noticed that the YMCA in Rehoboth, it's the Sussex Family YMCA, has an open house this Monday. Ooh. Typically, you have to have a membership to use their facility. Monday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., free, open to the public.
Oh.
You can take a tour. You can pick up a free guest pass to try out a class or take a dip in the heated pool. Hello.
Yes.
It is open to the community day on Monday. So all they ask is that you please bring your ID. And it is a great facility if you are in or near the area and want to check it out. Monday is your day. Details at wearethebridge.org.
This community calendar update is made possible by the Law Office of Mary Higgins. Let's be legal. Their personal injury attorneys represent car accident and injury victims. They are licensed in Delaware and New Jersey with offices in Dover and Newark. Found online at letsbelegal.com.
Hello, I'm Mandy Heinch with Iconic Sparkle. We are proud partners of The Bridge, offering accessories such as necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. Our new storefront is located at 121 North Main Street in Camden, Delaware. Our jewelry is also available online at iconicsparkle.com.
Your church could have the best worship team in the world, but if those microphones don't work, it can be hard for the congregation to stay focused on praising God. The Worship Production Conference is back. Saturday, March 1st, we will be gathering in Georgetown, Delaware to learn more about how to help our church sound, lighting, and video tech to run smoothly during church services. Your tech team will thank you. Your congregation will thank you even more. The cost is $60 and group pricing is now available. Details at wearethebridge.org.
Not just a story, it's a living, breathing, walking testimony of a God so good he leave his home in glory for the world he loved, for the world that he so loved. It's not just a story, yeah. I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it.
Jesus. I believe that he conquered death. I believe in the resurrection.
Sounds like this.
I'll take you at your word.
We are The Bridge.
Connecting and strengthening the Bridge Morning Show. If you need some encouragement this morning, well, I don't know that any other song could do it any better than this one from CeCe. She's also coming to the Delaware State Fair.
I wish I could tell you, wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture. Not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and
That's my God. That's my shepherd, my protector. That's my King. That's my rock. That's my anchor.
Bridge.
I'm losing sight of all that matters, blinded by questions I can't answer. I'm paralyzed by what I don't know. Doubt holds me hostage and won't let go. I'll breathe in, raise my hands and remember. You're the one, you're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tell them to, tell them to. Conquer the grave to make all things new. So who am I? Tell me I'm not the man I once knew. 'Cause I still feel so undeserving. What could you see in someone like me? Breathe out, breathe in, raise my hands and surrender. And is and will always be. Holy, holy, you are God Almighty. You are my song, you are my hope, my strength.
Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
I love when God uses folks to better our planet. You know, like when they find out, like, there's a cure for a certain kind of cancer or something. I'm like, man, God gave these people this incredible brain to be able to figure these things out. Denise, this is another one of those examples. Apparently, now, I don't know all the science behind it, so I'm not that smart. But what I'm reading is that apparently electric currents are going to be used in the near future to help wounds heal faster.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, you know, there's some folks out there that have these chronic open wounds, you know, because mm-hmm. maybe they have a certain illness that doesn't help them to repair. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens is apparently these electric currents are normal healing cells, or normal body cells when they're repairing, kind of randomly goes to places. But electric currents can tell you go from point A to point B, point A to point B, point A to, you know, to C to D. And so it'll follow along that way and it'll help speed up and improve our body's ability to... Now, I know, God gave us an incredible body, and it can do some amazing things. And he also gave these people a brain to help them figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm over here worried about, you know, where am I going to get my next meal? These folks over here going, how can we help other people heal faster?
I love that.
So, it's not out yet. It's been a study. It went from, you know, being a study, saying, hey, we think we can do this, like a theory, to now... Yeah, we can do this from 2021 to now 2025. So who knows? I don't even know. They don't have like a timeline or anything. They're just saying this is what we think can happen, and we're going to put our efforts here.
Like a low
voltage. Low electric, yes, yeah.
Electrical, like directly to an area.
Yeah, and make sure you're not trying this yourself. Just go to a doctor, right?
Yeah.
when they're ready to help you out with it,
They'll
help you out with it. But don't do this yourself. But how cool that God gives us this ability. And it makes that song, It's Electric, just all new and fun.
How can we become the man God called us to be without knowing who he created? Learning about our spiritual gifts and personality provides understanding of who we are and why we react in certain ways. This insight can help us focus on our strengths and minimize our weaknesses. Identify your own love language, as well as the love languages of your spouse and children, at loveworthsharing.com. Brought to you by Atlantic Auto Brokers.
Programming on the Bridge is sponsored in part by Midstate Insurance of Milford. Midstate is a local independent Donegal agent providing auto, home, and business insurance. Midstate Insurance can be reached at 302-422-3058.
Be sure to check out the latest podcast from our Bridge network of podcasts, full of encouraging content, found online at wearethebridge.org/podcast, on the Bridge app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Bridge Podcast Network is made possible by the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel and Victoria's Restaurant on the Boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
When I look back, I can see that it's you who met my needs every time. Every moment you were holding, even the smallest details of my life, and I can testify.
new music, and the story behind the song, On the Bridge.
Hi, I'm Josh Wright. My new song, The Fall, is about discovering God's love, grace, and redemption at the lowest rock bottom moments of our lives. I lost my father to cancer at 17, and a few years later, my 16-year-old brother passed away in a car accident. Despite the pain, these moments deepened my relationship with Jesus as I learned to depend on Him. I pray this song encourages overcomers to find God's strength in greater measure through every struggle. This song is our story.
I didn't want the valley. I didn't want the dark. I didn't want a story of wounds and broken hearts. Nobody wants to stumble or ever hit the ground. Nobody wants to have to hurt for healing to be found. But I see it when I look back now, and I can tell you this without a doubt. If I never hit rock bottom, if I never lost my way, if I never had to hit my knees and call upon your name, then I wouldn't owe you, Jesus, not the way I do today. I wouldn't really know your love at all if I didn't know the fall. You heard me when I called you. You met me in my need. When I was barely holding on, Lord, you held on.
Local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
Name.
and worship with you. Local matters. We are The Bridge.
Every day is a gift from God. Even the ones that have left their scars. So don't waste another moment, 'cause you don't know what you got until it's gone. Yeah, I'm not gonna let one pass me by. No, I know I'm living a bar.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
I've shared about my great-grandmother's trunk before. It is a priceless heirloom that my husband Ken secretly had restored for me one year as a Christmas gift. Our dear friend who handled the restoration told me later that it was in surprisingly good condition considering the trunk dated back to about 1890. The exterior had beautifully embossed tin between the wood framing that had very little rust, and the wood had not rotted anywhere either. She said the reason she thought it had been so well preserved was because for decades it had been stored inside a larger trunk. Very little exposure to the elements that would have caused aging to the lady's trunk hidden inside. There is something special to me about that part of the story. Even though that trunk needed some tender care to restore it to use, part of its story of preservation was being hidden inside another. The wind and rain, cold and heat, even the rays of sunshine that could cause aging were kept away from my trunk by being tucked inside another. Sometimes we feel stuck, useless or invisible, too young or too old to be of value. Perhaps feeling hidden is really that we're being preserved. Maybe age, condition, and value are not about what's seen, but about what's in our heart, what's inside. Colossians 3:3 from the Easy English Bible tells us, remember that your old nature has died. God is keeping your new life safe with Christ. Hidden in Christ, it's the very best place to be. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Well, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when
but that's the place God came for me.
It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were out there with me on the passenger side. You turned that car into a mountaintop. Oh, I met Jesus in a parking lot.
You don't just wait at the altar for us to walk the aisle. No place we're out of reach. Your love can show up like it did for me.
And the story behind the song on the bridge.
Hey, we're consumed by fire. And this is the story behind our song, What If? When you think about Queen Esther and what her uncle Mordecai said to her, you know, when she was having her what if moment of, well, what if I do this and then all of my people are killed and destroyed and all these things, she was asking these same questions of apprehension. And then if you read the scripture, her uncle said, well, what if you were born for such a time as this? I think sometimes we put our what if and we go, what if it happens like the last time? And we're not considering the question, well, what if that was just out of season and all that was just training for this moment that we're walking in right now? What if we take a leap right now? We hope you would. We hope that you'd be encouraged by this song. It'd be your anthem. That you'd get out there and you do everything that God's called you to do.
I wanna run, but what if I fall? I wanna climb, but what if the wall is just too tall? Higher than my faith could ever reach. I wanna trust, but God, I'm afraid. Open my heart, but what if it breaks? It's hard to believe I'll ever be more. But what if the door swings open to all I've been hoping and praying for? And what if my season of waiting was changing and leading to something more, more? What if jumping leads to flying and fear didn't stop me from trying? What if God's just waiting for me? What if the-
What if the prayer of faith is all it takes for the breakthrough? Don't get stuck by what you see, what has been.
Latest from Consumed by Fire. It's called What If on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
You know, one of the things that we absolutely love and want you to know, anytime you want to like reach out and let us hear from you about anything, we all the time, we love for that. 855-887-8870. You can send us an email, info@wearethebridge.org, whatever it might be. But here's the thing, we love hearing from you.
We do.
Especially when you're passionate about your radio station. We I don't remember when this came in.
It came in during the holidays.
Was it during the break? Okay.
It was, yeah.
So we got a message from a lady. She doesn't ever give us her name. And I think she starts it off with a poem because it rhymes at the very beginning. But we have to play this for you. You have to hear.
You'll love it.
You're going to love this. This is awesome.
I love the bridge, especially on this day. I love the bridge because of the music you play. That's why I love the bridge. Ooh. You just keep me in love with the bridge every day. 24/7, this radio does not go off. The bridge is my station. It gives you hope. It gives you peace. It gives you joy. It gives you love. It gives you understanding in all things that you need for your everyday life. I love the bridge. Can't let it go. Spiritually, I love the bridge.
When you have an urgent need, isn't it amazing when God sends someone along just when it's needed most? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge, and we're asking you to pray if God would have you lock arms with us to meet the urgent needs of our Bridge-adopted village in the Dominican Republic, La Union Abajo. Bridge listeners are the only means of support to help this village, and if our support stops, their resources stop. So join me on Tuesday, February 4th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Love DR event. We'll work together to meet the needs of school tuition and the feeding program, which serves the kids of the village and the dump ministry. You can help Tuesday, February 4th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check out all the details at wearethebridge.org.
The Bridge appreciates support from JoJo's Express, a satellite location of JoJo's Family Restaurant, offering cream of crab soup, sandwiches, seafood platters, and more. Located on DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown, Delaware. Details on Facebook at JoJo's Express, Georgetown.
Anytime, anywhere. We're here for you. Listen to The Bridge through our app on your smartphone or tablet, or by streaming on your computer at wearethebridge.org. Thanks to our sponsors, Delmarva Roofing and Coating, and Aaron Jackson with Dreams Fulfilled Travel for making the Bridge web stream possible.
Crush the air.
shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by. Somebody pray for the child of God is far from home. The one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in day. Worn out altars, tear stained pews. Still, I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Free.
somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, 'cause I looks like somebody prayed.
It's Crowder on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. We're here for you today, in the good and in the bad. We're right here.
All the bitter, weary ways, the endless driving day by day. You barely have the strength to pray in the valley low. And how hard your fight has been, how deep the pain within. Wounds that no one else has seen, hurts too much to show. And all the doubt you're standing in between, and all the way that brings you to your knees. He knows, he knows. Every hurt and every stain, he has walked the suffering. Feel the pain they near the brink, but the dark begins to shrink when you find the one who knows. The chains of doubt that held you in between, one by one are starting to break free. He knows.
Show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
I was reading God's word, and I was thinking about, you know, like God calls you to certain things sometimes, and he says, hey, I want you to go do this. I don't know about you, Denise, or you, my friend, but I take that as, all right, I gotta do it right now, tomorrow, or, you know, this minute. And that means God's going to equip me with everything I need to know, all the wisdom, all the things that take, you know, pastors or scholars years to learn. I'm going to download from Jesus in 5 seconds, like I'm in the Matrix or something. But here's the deal. It takes time. I was reading about King Josiah. King Josiah's dad was not a very good king. He didn't follow God's rules, set up all of these temples to other, you know, gods and all these things. And he set them all up all over the kingdom. And Josiah comes in and he says, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow God and the way that he says we should do it. And he works on taking all of that out of the country, all of it of his kingdom, you know, to take all of those things down. And not only does he tear them down, but it says he crushes them into dust. All of the things that were not of God. He finds books that were of God and he goes, we've got to start living this way. And so he reinstitutes the things that God had called them to from the very beginning. But do you know, it took 18 years for him to get that done.
Wow.
18 years for him to do what God called him to do from the very beginning to the very end of his reign as king. And I don't know, that was encouraging to me. And it also helped me to understand I need to take some time. It's okay to learn the things you need to learn. It's okay to go out and slowly do what God has asked you to do. If it's a slower type thing, you know, if he says, hey, I want you to take your time and do this, that's okay. You don't have to have it all right now and have it all done by tomorrow. He's not asking for a 10,000-page essay for you to begin to work on and have done, completed by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, you know. And what God's asking you to do is to trust in him and follow his plan. And keep him first, because sometimes it just takes some time.
Hi, ladies. Our next Bible study kicks off the last week of February with a study in the book of John with Melissa Spolstra. If peace has been fleeting and you'd welcome some time to sit and soak in God's word and connect with other women who want to do the same, we would love for you to join us. Hi, I'm Denise Harper with The Bridge. We've got meeting locations from South Jersey to Salisbury and points in between with 8 different leaders who love Jesus and love helping women dig deeper in the Bible. Peace is a person. And in this 7-week study, you'll discover that the peace Jesus offers is not an ease of circumstances, but a stillness of the soul. Register and order your study book today. Details and sign up are at wearethebridge.org/study.
Regardless of where you are on your spiritual journey, experience the transforming power of God's love at Maranatha Life Changing Church in Dover, 10 a.m. Contemporary, 12:30 Spanish, and 4 p.m. Evening Service. Details at mlccde.org.
I'm home with you. I'm home. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you would probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me held in your hands. You're my safe place, my hideaway. You're my anchor, my saving grace. You're my constant, my steadiness. You're my shelter, my oxygen. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Thank God I do.
New music and the story behind the song on the bridge.
Hey guys, this is Andrew Rip. So the new song is called Love's Got Away. I can't think of a more powerful tool that God has given to us than love. And who displayed it better than Jesus did on the cross? It has never been displayed in a more beautiful way. Love is something that we can use to break boundaries of things that make sense. When people do us wrong or double cross us or whatever, we can respond out of a way of love rather than retaliation and hate. It's the most beautiful gift that we have to share. I can't think of another way to represent them the way that loving your neighbor does. That's really what this song is about, taking this incredible gift of love and sharing it with the world by way of just simple acts on a day-to-day basis. Because love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting lies to shame. Love's got a way. That's the chorus. I hope you like this song.
I knew everything. I let love in my soul. Started listening to the choir sing. When I let down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the stone, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, too great. Love's got a way. Oh, oh, oh.
Mornings with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Dear younger me, where do I start? If I could tell you everything that I have learned so far, then you could be one step ahead of all the painful memories still running through my head. I wonder how much different things would be, dear younger me. I give some speech about how to get the most out of your life, or do I go deep and try to change the choices that you'll make, cause they're the choices that made me. And even though I love this crazy life, sometimes I wish it was a smoother ride, dear young. Dear younger me, it's not your fault. You never meant to carry this beyond the cross. No. Dear younger me, you are holy, you are righteous, you are one of the redeemed. Set apart a brand new heart.
Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. That's a Mercy Me. Hey, we love spending time with you, and it was a special day today.
Yeah.
For no other reason but that we got to hang out together.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to The Bridge and taking us with you today.
You know those people who try to hold on to, you know, Christmas just a little longer? I'm one of them. I raise my hand. I just try to, I think Rodney's trying to do that. He has a new term that he learned. It's called jingle bills. I have no idea what it's about, but I just, it seems to me like he's holding on to Christmas a little longer. Yeah, well, now that I think about it, maybe I do too. He's going to share with you about what that term is, what it means, and share music with you and other great stories, because that's who Rodney is. He loves being a part of your family, and we love that you're a part of our family. So yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you want to make lasting memories with loved ones? Want to give back and help others? Do you want to share Jesus and make a difference? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge. Pack your bags and let me take you to the DR. We'll take much-needed supplies, participate in prayer walks, put on movie nights that tell about Jesus, Bible camps, home visits, and encourage kids and adults alike. I'll show you our Bridge-adopted village, La Union Abajo, and much more. Share special moments with your loved one. It's perfect for teens, parents, siblings, grandparents, and is a great first trip. Request an info packet at wearethebridge.org/DR or text the word trip to 855-887-8870.
Programming on the Bridge is supported by Delmarva area Chick-fil-A restaurants. Key lime flavored drinks are back at Chick-fil-A, including lemonade, iced tea, frosted lemonade, and Sunjoy. Available on the Chick-fil-A app, dine-in, carry-out, and drive-thru.
The Filipino and American Christian Fellowship invites you to worship with them each week, celebrating Jesus in a loving atmosphere. Services are in English and held Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Speak Life Center, located at 2736 Forest Avenue in Dover. Learn more at facfde.com.
Delmarva Christian School invites you to an open house February 13th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Tour classrooms and learn about curriculum for pre-K through 8th grade in Milton and 9th through 12th grade in Georgetown. Details at delmarvachristian.org/openhouse.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the Bridge.
I was an orphan, defined by mistakes. Thought I was forsaken, but you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at, you just kept calling. My soul is remade, but even the ransom can fall on the face. When I'm drowning in questions, when I've lost the path, your love is the answer, as you're calling me back. Back to the table, back to my home, back to my father, who never lets go. Whatever I'm facing, I know what to do. With my arms wide open, I'm running back. Doesn't matter all the times where I've been in over my head. I'm never too far gone when your arms cannot pull me back again.
There's an evidence of you in every corner of the
say